Cairoites, how you doing, everybody? Happy Wednesday. My name is Jonathan Weir. As we continue to celebrate Tina Turner with some bumper music, some of her best hits. I don't know. If you have any requests, why don't you text them in at 888-973-5476. That's right. We can do requests on the... You know, it's an interesting thing about talk radio. You could actually take requests. Can't do that in music radio anymore. Not, well,
some people claim they do, but they're not really doing it anymore. You know what I mean? Some people think they are, but they're not.
It's time for the Doom Scroll. That's what it's time for, everybody. First story in the Doom Scroll is, have you gotten your scolding from Netflix yet? If not, then brace yourself, because they started rolling out their crackdown on password sharing in the U.S. yesterday. From here on out, anyone using your account better live with you, because they're charging another $7.99 for anyone living outside your home to use your account. Premium subscribers can add up to 2 non-household members, while standard plan subscribers can only add 1. Primary account holders will have to set a household location on their devices, although you'll still be able to use your account when you travel, just in case you're wondering about that, because it's not geolocated just to your house. It's on all your devices, where you're letting Netflix know where you are now. That's cool. And don't bank on customer outrage making all this go away. By the way, Netflix has already started doing it in other countries, and they've seen an increase in paid memberships in some regions, including Canada, where this has been the policy for a while. It's kind of sad when you think about it. In fact, I think it's going to have a lot of people saying this. That's right. Yo-ho, yo-ho, it's a pirate's life for me. I don't know why that song popped into my head when I was talking about Netflix forcing you to share your, or not share your password with anybody, forcing you to make it proprietary and keep it offline with other people. I don't know why that popped into my head. And as more and more streaming channels make it harder to find the content that used to be so easy to find when there was only like Netflix and Hulu, as it's getting more and more expensive to actually watch these things, it's just the song from Peter Pan keeps going through my head. Pirate's life for me. I don't know. It doesn't apply to me necessarily, but it might do some other people. And hey, by the way, they said in the story, yes, what, Kevin, what?
How many streaming apps do you have? Do you pay for?
Oh, that's a great question. Let me go over my budget that I did earlier, and I will tell you. Let's see. I got YouTube TV. Does that count as a streaming app?
Or yeah, is that just cable? I got that. That's a pricey one.
Yeah, that's, I mean, I have to have live TV. I need to keep up with the news. I have Netflix. I have Hulu. I have Disney Plus. HBO Max and
AKA Max.
Max now, you're right. It's just Max. I had to download a new app this morning just to watch.
How rude.
Stuff on HBO Max or Max or whatever it is. It's stupid. And I guess that's it. I have Peacock, but I guess I don't put it in my budget because it's only $5.
Not a Paramount Plus guy?
Nah, they don't really have anything I like that much. I mean, I'm not 90 years old, so Yellowstone isn't something I'm into. What else do they have on Paramount Plus? They have Beavis and Butthead. I might actually want to check that out.
Yeah, just some random movies.
Yeah.
MTV
that's what
shows.
It's become.
Ridiculousness.
I don't care about that. Yeah, I couldn't care less about that. By the way, will it matter that Netflix is doing this? Again, they already said that they've seen a subscriber uptick in places they've already done it, so probably not. In fact, I looked this up. Netflix is still the number one streaming channel or whatever in the world by far, with over 204 million subscribers. So they're not going away anytime soon. They're not the king anymore necessarily. They're more like a president for life. Next story in the Doom Scroll. Oh, something we've all been clamoring for forever. What's your biggest complaint about Kraft singles? I mean, You know, other than the fact that it tastes like old milk that sat out in the sun too long and then turned orange. Other than that, is it that you can't figure out how to open the darn things? Well, apparently Kraft thinks so. Kraft says the top complaint they get is people struggling to open the clear wrapper on Kraft singles. This is depressing for so many reasons, and I'll tell you all of them in a second. So they're redesigning Kraft singles to add texture on the flap so that your fingers can feel where the opening is. Sorry. I apologize. They're also making the wrappers thicker and sturdier. Sorry. I apologize. With a bolder font. Not playing at that time. And an emphasis on the fact that they're made with real dairy. Okay, well. Look, we all got our peccadillos. Our fetishi. That's true. They by the way, they aren't real cheese. If you actually look up what Kraft is, it's like some cheese and then a mix of a bunch of like oil and other stuff to make it taste so amazingly good. Kraft has to call the American singles a cheese product or cheese food because they're actually less than 51% cheese, which doesn't meet the FDA standard. Now, here's the thing on this that makes me sad. Whenever people attack millennials for not being sturdy and industrious enough, I always push back on it and say, look, we're working more hours. We're paid less. We can't buy houses. We can barely rent houses. Get off our backs. We're doing our best. But when stuff like this comes out, it makes me go, yeah, it's millennials. It because we also like to complain constantly. And I guarantee you, you know, actually, it might be millennials not being able to open the packages because we're so stressed out from wage stagnation and the price of housing going through the roof that we've chewed off our fingernails so we can't open the packages anymore. That's probably it. But really, when you think about it, they should be making it harder to open the packages. We also have an obesity epidemic in this country. I'm just saying, Kraft, help out a little bit with that. It's embarrassing that millennials couldn't get them open, considering, you know, Homer Simpson had no problem getting them open. I'm trying to play a clip and it's not playing because God hates me. It's working great. There it is.
64 slices of American cheese. 64. 63. 2. 1.
Have you been up all night eating cheese?
I think I'm blind.
Yeah. See? No problem. Homer can do it. Why can't you? If our hero can do it, what's wrong with you? Next story in the Doom Scroll. Here's a bunch of rude things that you can do at the pool this summer. It's important to mention that Memorial Day is the official start of summer. It's also like a day that we remember the people who have sacrificed their lives for our country and everything. But it's also the start of summer. Woo! So we're heading into pool season. Here's something to help make sure that everyone else at the pool doesn't hate you. Here's some things you should not do at the pool. And I think everybody knows this, but maybe not. Don't use the pool as a toilet. You know, that's it. Don't pee in there. And by the way, don't do that in the ocean either. According to King County, there's too much feces in the water. And that's all because of you, Gary. That big dump truck you're carrying around. The other one is don't bring glassware to the pool. Stick with plastic cups or metal water bottles. Breaking glass at a public pool isn't a good look. Don't hog the lounge chairs. Don't let your kids run buck wild. Don't do any topless tanning. This is, by the way, from HuffPost. And I would like to know where HuffPost is seeing people doing a lot of topless tanning at public pools. I'm just saying I want to avoid them because I don't want to bring my kids to those pools. I want to take them to Target where they can. I want to take them to Target where they can be groomed and, you know, manipulated and brainwashed by rainbows on T-shirts. Don't do excessive splashing, including cannonballs. Don't blast any music. And I like this one a lot, and I've never thought of it before, but it applies. Don't jump into the pool when you're all gross or sweaty. They say towel off first, or if it's a beachside pool and you're still sandy, use an outdoor shower before you get in. I never thought about that, but yeah, if you're jumping into the pool and you're all gross and sweaty, that's almost the same as peeing in the pool. Gary. Hey, this is good news for us in radio, and we get so little of that. AM radio just scored a big win courtesy of America's second biggest car company. Ford announced that they're reversing course and will not be removing AM radios from their new cars. If you didn't hear this, at least eight major brands have been planning to ditch AM radio in their upcoming models. They include Tesla, Mazda, BMW, Rivian, Polestar, Volvo, Volkswagen, and Ford. By the way, Tesla's on there as it will ditch them. Tesla has not had AM radio for years in their cars. Ford was the biggest of those eight, but their CEO announced yesterday they're adding it all back in their 2024 models. Obviously, a lot of people still listen to AM radio, around 80 million people in this country alone a month. But another big concern is that it's used for emergency broadcast alerts because it goes further out. Amplitude modulation is what AM stands for, and it hugs the earth as it goes around, whereas FM, like us, just goes straight out. Doesn't hug the earth at all. So AM radio is good for that. And because of that, lawmakers in D.C. have been pushing the car companies to keep it. Last week, they introduced a bill called the AM for Every Vehicle Act that would require all new cars to have AM radios. I suspected that this would happen, by the way, because it's a bipartisan effort when you think about it. Republicans want AM radio to stay around because that's the purest home for, and one of the oldest ones these days, for conservative talk. Not bashing it. I'm just saying it's where it is. And, of course, Democrats want to keep it because they're like, oh, well, we need to make sure that this technology doesn't go away. People need it for emergency broadcasts. I knew they would get together and pass a law forcing these companies to do the right thing. I've only worked in FM. I just realized that. I've only worked in FM radio my entire career. When I was on in Kansas City, we were simulcast to an FM or an AM stick. We were on FM and then simulcast to AM, and that stopped shortly after I arrived. I don't think my voice works on AM. I'm just saying. But that's good. Good for Ford. Good for us. And here's some good news about an actor that I think everybody likes. Jeff Bridges seems to be winning his battle with cancer. His stomach tumor that used to be a 9 by 12 inch. It used to be 9 by 12 inches? That's a baby. He had a baby tumor in his stomach. Well, it's now the size of a marble. Should have named the thing. But he's still recovering from having COVID in 2021, at the same time he was recovering from cancer treatment. He says, quote, a lot of getting better was a matter of setting really small goals. At first, they'd say, how long can you stand? For a while, my record was 45 seconds before I'd collapse. And then they were saying, oh, look, you're standing for a minute. That's so cool. Now walk 5 feet. So good for Jeff Bridges. And again, good for America. I think we won this one.
Hey, Jonathan.
Yes.
You know, earlier you were asking about people's side hustles. I got a bunch of texts. You want to know what people are doing?
Sure.
Yeah. Someone said, 253 said they started their own pressure washing company and window cleaning, and it makes good money on the side. And there's also someone who said that they're a full-time groomer working 50 hours a week, but they also they groom for a different company on the side, and they also drive for DoorDash. So a lot of side hustlers listening right now.
Oh, awesome. That's all. That's great. You know, G. Scott, that's how he started out, wasn't it? He washed cars for a living.
Yep.
Yeah, he like started his own car washing business. So I admire that guy. I really do. Because I've been dying it out. I'm like, well, hopefully somebody will support me and my family because I ain't starting a business. I ain't doing that. That's incredible.
And then someone from 301 says, good for Target. Industries are starting to wake up. Figures you would defend the Democratic fringe wackos that are less than 1% of the population. So
the yep. Democratic fringe wackos who are less just than 1% of the population.
Yeah, just what, you know.
Okay. Yeah, well, I'm glad that we have a good mix of good people and psychopaths on the text line. That's great. You know, it's funny. I was just looking at a poll from Pew that said that Democrats actually, there's more Democrats in Texas than there are Republicans, if you can believe it. It's not by a lot. It's like 51% to 49 or something like that. But it's weird because it's such a red state. You would think, oh, that can't be possible, except for the fact that they've gerrymandered everything. They've gerrymandered it all. And I can't believe somebody's texting into a station in Seattle be like, oh, the fringe Democrats. Like, look around you. I am a damn middle of the road. I am milquetoast, comparatively.
One more thing. 360 says that Star Trek is on Paramount Plus, and he also said long live AM radio. It's the last thing that will survive when the power grid goes dark. He said, not if, when.
Not if, when. He, you know what? He's not wrong. He's really not wrong. I mean, I assume it's he. It sounds like a he. Not wrong. You want to read some stuff that'll keep you up at night. Read up on how just tenuous the power grid in America is. But, you know, it's important to not invest any money in infrastructure. That's what I think. I think that it's really important not to put any of our federal money into infrastructure and just hope for the best. And the next time there's a mass coronal ejection, we can just pray. Because that fixes everything. That fixes it all. Coming up, we're going to play a game that I just made up on the spot. It's called Fake or Florida. I just made fun of Texas. I can make fun of Florida, too. I'm multifaceted. Like, for instance, a nude Florida man burns himself while dancing in flames and chanting gibberish. Is that a real headline or fake?
Ooh.
Well, there's only one way to find out. And that's next on Cairo Nights. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl opposites attract. It's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than. Cairo Nights. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jonathan. One of, I think, the best covers of all time. And I love CCR. And I love the original version of Proud Mary by CCR. But it's just nowhere near as good as the Tina Turner version. I would say, oh, the Tina and Ike version. But I'm pretty sure anybody could have just been back there going, rolling. I mean, I was doing it, for God's sake. It's not that hard. It's not that hard. Hey, let's play a game. The game is called Fake or Florida. And here's the way it works, Kevin. I'm going to throw a headline at you, and you have to figure out if it is fake or Florida. All right?
Yeah, man.
First one is this. Nude Florida man burns himself while dancing in flames and chanting gibberish.
Florida.
You mean it's real?
It's real. It's, yeah, it's Florida man.
Yeah, the man identified as 27-year-old John Hennessy, probably had a lot of that in his belly too, had also thrown a rock through the window of a home.
Cool.
According to police report, after the chanting and dancing, officer said Hennessy grabbed a wooden stick and swung it at them. That's when they pulled out a stun gun and took him into custody. They don't say what they did with the stun gun. Did they shock him, or did they? Was it just having it out enough?
Those
things can be threatening. You get it sparking a little bit, right?
John Hennessy, frequent listener of Bubba the Love Sponge.
More than likely, yeah. Or to my old show when I was
down in Florida.
Even when he was in handcuffs, Hennessy continued chanting in an unknown language. So, you know what? They needed his twin to come and interpret what he was yelling. He probably had one of those creepy twin languages. He was screaming nonsense. He's always screaming nonsense. It was in another language, and I didn't know what he was saying. Oh, that's his sister saying that, so never mind the twin thing. She didn't understand him either. All right, next story. Or rather, headline, I guess I should say. Is this fake or Florida? Gainesville man, where I actually used to live, Gainesville man attacks local comedian with hatchet after political jokes.
Fake.
You're kind of good at this. Yeah, that was fake. Though, honestly, unfortunately, these days sounds more and more likely like a real story. All right, next one. Fake or Florida? Florida man claiming people were eating his brains leads police on insane golf course chase.
Florida. True. 3 for 3, baby.
Yeah. So there's video of this. The footage picks up the chase with 29-year-old Jesse Webb behind the wheel of a stolen community watch vehicle, which he commandeered from a neighborhood supervisor, responding to reports that Webb was running around shouting that, quote, people are eating my brains. After hopping behind the wheel, Webb swerves across several backyards before veering into the grounds of Orange Blossom Hills Golf and Country Club. Two cruisers give chase as Webb weaves in and out of carts and players. The ladder scramble, whatever. So he took him on a chase. And it's funny that he stole one of those community watch vehicles. If you impersonate somebody, if you impersonate a community watch officer, do you get convicted of impersonating someone impersonating an officer? Just a question. Just a question. Because they don't have any real authority. Not in my world.
Nope.
All right, next one. Faker, Florida.
Okay.
Florida man accused of beating cellmate who asked for a courtesy flush to help with the smell.
Fake.
Wrong. That is Florida, and that is real. An argument. This is from Monroe County, Florida. An argument over passing gas and a request for a courtesy flush after using a jail toilet led to a Florida man beating a cellmate. Deputies said Guilford Joseph Abshire, 53, was sharing a cell with the 65-year-old man. So these are two old-timers. On April 6th, when the man got upset with him for passing gas. Well, you know, you get to a certain age, you can't really hold that in anymore. The man got up, but when Abshire grabbed him by the throat and threw him across the cell before deputies came in and detained him. The victim, who was in jail for violating his DUI and drug possession-related probation. Dude, at 65? You're still getting DUIs and drug possession? I don't know whether the... I don't know. I'm not even mad.
Addiction doesn't have an age, brother.
I'm kind of impressed, yeah. Abshire is facing battery-related charges in connection with the incident. All right, last one. Fake or Florida?
Shoot.
Florida man tries to rob a Wawa with a hoagie that he just bought from that same Wawa. Wawa is a convenience store in the South, by the way.
Fake.
Got it. Nailed it. Perfect.
All right, 8 out of 5. I got an 80%, bruh.
You did pretty good.
4 out of 5, yeah, sorry. 80%.
Did. Yeah, I'm too tired to do math.
I passed.
Yeah,
I
you
got
did.
A B,
good
dude.
Job.
I got a B. B yeah. minus.
I don't know. I mean, anymore, I don't think they actually do grades in school. Damn liberals.
What do they say?
Oh, I don't even know. Like, my eighth grader comes home all the time, and he's like, oh, I got a needs improvement or something, or I got a... It's, like, not even, like, acceptable. It's something dumb, like, passing. It's the same system, but they just don't say A, B, C, D, or F. Why do they skip E? Maybe the old system was stupid, too.
You ever did any Fs?
Oh, God. I barely passed high school.
I
just didn't care. Yeah. It's not from being dumb. I was actually very good at some things that I cared about. It's just if I didn't care, I just couldn't apply myself. And also, I was really dumb. That also is part of it. It's Kyra Knights. It's Kyra Knights. Happy Wednesday, everybody. My name's Jonathan. Happy to have been your host this evening. Oh, boy. I never know how to end shows. Kevin, you're going to Blink 182? Not right now.
Blow my cover, dude.
I'm sorry,
metal guy,
I didn't know this
metal
was a
guy
secret.
Cannot be known for the going to the Blink 182 concert, man.
You know what's funny? Growing up, when bands like Blink 182 and then a little bit earlier than that with Green Day, when they became really huge, I was friends with some like oi punk types, you know, just like hardcore. I guess you might want to call them crust punks even. They were just hardcore, like, if it's not Black Flag, then I don't care. They hated those bands. They hated Green Day and Blink 182, and I was like, they're okay. Like,
I think they're great.
I mean, I never got that into Blink 182 or the SR71s or any of those bands that
okay,
had numbers
okay.
in their
Don't
names.
Even compare the two.
I kind of think they're similar, but I could understand the appeal. You know what I mean? And I think that's an important distinction to make. Like when people get angry sometimes because they don't understand why something's popular. I don't usually find myself there. Usually if something's popular, I can be like, oh, I can see why that's popular. Even if the reason is, oh, because people are stupid. That's why it's popular. But with Blink 182, I got it. The songs were catchy. I can't stand Tom DeLonge's voice, but Hoppus has got some pipes. He can sing okay.
I mean, he's okay. Yeah. I mean, notoriously, they're terrible live. I'm just excited to go. Cause
are they really?
Yeah, they're like known for being very bad live, but fun and ridiculous in their antics. I'm actually excited to see the opener. They're kind of a hardcore band turned kind of alternative rock called Turnstile.
I've heard of Turnstile. I'm lying. I've never heard of them. You might have been making that up.
They were on honestly. The Seth Meyers show. You may have heard of them. I know you seem like the kind of guy who would watch the Seth Meyers show.
I just watched the opening monologue, so I know who to make fun of that day and how to think about politics. So you said like they're terrible live. What's the worst band you've ever seen live?
The worst band I've ever seen live.
Yeah.
Good question. Put me on the spot.
Or musician. It could be solo artist.
I don't know.
I'll tell you mine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have one. Bob Dylan, who I love and did not hold it against him that he was terrible live because, you know, he's 900 years old and has been since, like, 1983. He was just terrible, though. Like, he came out... You know who Tom Waits is, right?
Of course.
Yeah, Tom Waits is a great singer, songwriter. And his whole thing is he sounds like this. He has a deep, gravelly voice. He sounds like Christian Bale doing his Batman impression, right? Bob Dylan came out and sounded like Tom Waits if he had been gargling glass and hot tar and somebody kicked him in the throat. He came out and was like, I couldn't even understand what songs he was playing. And I know every Bob Dylan song up to, like, you know, when they started sucking in the 80s. I couldn't understand what the hell he was playing or singing. And he had, like, no interaction with the audience. He didn't say hi. He didn't say, it's good to be in St. Louis. Anything like that. He just came out and just started, like, gargling his songs. It was awful. Thank God my friend James paid for the tickets, or I would have been mad. You still haven't answered the question, though. What's the worst band you've seen live?
I can't think of any bad bands I've ever seen.
Yeah, you're full of crap. You've never seen a bad band live.
You've
never been to a bad show. You've never once seen a band that sucked. How about a band that just wasn't as good as you thought they were going to be?
Marilyn Manson.
Oh, I'd bet. With him,
actually,
though, it's
no,
like...
No. Here's the thing. This is what I'm going to say. Yeah. Rob Zombie, incredible performance, doesn't sound great.
Oh, yeah. I can see that. Though, actually, his... How did he not sound like it? That's how he sounds, though. Yeah. What were you expecting him to sound
that's
like?
True.
Come out and sound like Luciano Pavarotti?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would actually be amazing.
No Effects.
Dracula.
That is a band. No Effects. That is a band. I love No Effects, but that is a band who is also notorious. They literally have an album called I Heard They Suck Live. They are notoriously bad, and Fat Mike just would get drunk or on whatever drugs and just make fun of people. And just, I mean, it was part of the whole fun of it is just how messed up he would get and how bad they would be live. So I would say, you know, forget the Marilyn Manson, Rob Zombie. I would say No Effects, but it was half the fun of seeing them was how bad they were.
Yeah, but that's the thing, that they embrace that. They have a whole song about that. The Tegan and Sarah song that they have. About how he's so drunk that he wasn't sure if he was hitting on Tegan or Sarah. And it, you know, turns out they're both lesbians.
Wow.
So it's
and sisters.
A little bit weird. And sisters, yeah. I went to a Tegan and Sarah show with my wife, who's a big fan. And I like them, too. Probably the best show I've ever been to. There were a lot of very amorous young ladies there. All right, that's a show that was a memoriam to Tina Turner that we're ending by playing Blink-182. That's the way things work on Cairo Nights. Love you guys. Bye.